Hi, my name is Bree, and I have the privilege of serving as Chief of Staff here at Transformation Church. At TC, our vision is to represent God to the lost and found for transformation in Christ. And we just want to say thank you so much for tuning in from wherever you're watching from. If you haven't already, be sure to like and subscribe. We believe that God has a word just for you. So let's jump into today's message.
All right, so I'm going to be obedient to 48 minutes. Woo. All right. I'm so full right now. Okay. And so today I'm going to give you out of my overflow. Yeah. Because I'm going to barely touch these notes because what's in me right now is it's coming out no matter what. If y'all don't get it, I'm going to Quick Trip and whoever's behind that counter, y'all don't. I'm just telling you right now, I was talking to my team in the back. I'm full to overflowing. And so I have to be obedient to what God has told me to do. And it's just gonna keep going all week. Like I'm telling you right now, we're in a new season of our church. And it started, I really do believe, after our 21 days of prayer and fasting. And I don't know if you sense it or feel it, but the church is alive. This is not a numeric thing. This is a soul thing. There are things that are beginning to happen, and this is an atmosphere where you're going to be able to come into this atmosphere. I'm prophesying to some people. This is an atmosphere you're going to be able to come in, and this atmosphere is going to ignite with the seed that God has placed on the inside of you. See, a seed in the wrong atmosphere cannot grow. But when you come into fertile atmosphere, there are going to be ideas that when you come into worship, you're going to have to stop and get your phone because God said you came into the right atmosphere to receive the wisdom for what I've asked you to do. Some of you years of unforgiveness is going to fall off in this atmosphere. You're going to be like, I don't even like that song. And God said, but that's the song that's the key to your breakthrough. And I'm going to allow, I hear this as clear as I'm standing up here. Being here at this large gathering on Sunday is going to be a lifeline for the people that God's calling to this season of fruit. Hear what I'm saying to you. It's not to build a monument to anything, but the right environment produces certain fruit. And I'm telling you that the word that God has given me to share with you over the next probably 8 weeks was a complete detour from the plan I had. When I was in Africa, the Lord interrupted me and said, you want to say something, but I have something better to say. And I said, Holy Spirit, what do you want to do? I went to Africa and I asked the Holy Spirit, what am I supposed to preach? He said, the only thing you're supposed to preach is the overflow. So I go to Africa and I thought I was going to give him the message I gave y'all on Sunday. And I started preaching it and something came out of me that was different. I said, what was that? He said, it was the hunger of the people. I said, what do you mean? He said, there was a different demand. There was a different demand. He said, people many times in the Western culture come to be entertained and inspired. Entertained and inspired. He said, but these people came for their lives to be transformed. And he said, and when you stood up there under the power that I gave, he said, I'm gonna always supply my people with what they need. And I said, so what? How I preach like that back at home? He said, you stand up and tell the people, demand more from God. Y'all, oh God, I gotta go back to Nigeria. He said, tell them they're thinking too little. They're praying too shallow. They want me to just do a little bit and praise over something I can do with my eyes closed. He said, they don't believe I'm God. I said, what? He said, they believe more that their job can supply their need than I can supply their need. And I said, God, what do you mean? He said, Michael, I'm offended that after all I've done for them, they could still put their trust in something that has not given everything for them. He said, I want you to stand up on Sunday morning and tell your church to put a demand on me. And I said, God, is that antichrist? Is that illegal? I know, whatever you want to do, God. He said, what I want to do is do a work through the earth, but I cannot do it without my people. He said, everything I choose to do on the earth, I have to partner with a person to do it. And he said, and my people do not believe that I can do what I've already shown them and told them I can do. He said, it's time. He said, this is how he said it to me, and I'm gonna just say it to you like this because he told me to get up here and tell you. He said, it's time for them to make me have to move. He said, make me move. Pray in such a way that I can't ignore. If my child right now starts yelling daddy in a room full of all of y'all, it doesn't matter what I'm doing. There is a frequency that my daughter can say my name at that it would make me look, make me come off the stage. It would make me move. Amber Lee, we have not been hungry enough to go to our Father in a place that makes him move. Because we're already operating in everything he's already provided for us. So I said, okay, Holy Spirit, what do you want me to do? He said, I'm changing the series. You were about to go into a different series, he said, but you released a song 2 weeks ago called Overflow. And he said, and one of the parts of the song that everybody started grooving to is, I'm living in the overflow. He said, most of them are not living in the overflow. He said, it was a song that was prophetic to the season that I'm bringing this church into. He said, I had to release the song and the sound so that they could rehearse the promise of God. Somebody say, I'm living in the overflow. And the truth of the matter is, most of us, not yet. But by the end of this series, by the revelation that God does in your life and in your family, I feel this thing all the way in my toes, y'all. I'm telling you, somebody say, I'm living in the overflow. For the next 10 weeks, until I go on sabbatical, I don't even know how long, until July, the Holy Spirit said, do not let up off the gas on teaching people how to actually, somebody say, live. Not look at. Not look at the overflow, not dream about the overflow. Somebody say, live. My life. How I love, how I lead, how I learn. It's going to be in the over. And so today, I'm going to attempt to introduce what I believe is your next season of living. I need you to hear this by the Spirit. For every heart in the room, I just pray that there would be a softening right now. Because I'm telling you, this is going to change everything. I wrote down the definition that the Holy Spirit gave me in prayer of overflow. It says, the overflow is the abundance of what God has designed, destined, and desires for his children. When I say I want to live in the overflow, I want to live in what God has designed, not what I have designed. What God has designed, destined, and desires for me. And most of us just want a better life. I want you to hear what I just said. God has an intended, intentional way that he wants your life to be lived. And most of y'all just want better than what you had. I want you to really self-examine right now that most of us have stopped believing God for what he says he has for us. And we just believe God for a little better than what we're currently dealing with. Romans 15, 13. May the God of hope, somebody shout at me, hope. May the God of hope, somebody shout at me, hope. Thank y'all. Y'all got to work with me because I'm going somewhere. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you, everybody say, trust him. So that you may, somebody shout at me, overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. You're going to hear this scripture every Sunday. Until you memorize it, until it's in your thought process, until you realize that this is what we are believing God for, that the God that is full of hope for you. Full of hope that your situation changes and turns around and moves into alignment with what he has for you. This is the God we serve. May the God of hope fill you with joy and peace as you trust him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. God desires for your life to be a picture of overflow. You couldn't even say amen to that. Hear what I'm saying to you. Even if you're not living it, God's design is that all his children reflect his royalty. All right. Have you ever seen parents that look nice and their kids look a mess? Mama Chloe says, shame on you. Like, y'all know what I'm saying? Like parents to... kids, nose snotty, ashy everywhere, clothes too small. It, somebody said, hair not calm. Okay, so, stop judging. What I'm saying is, when you see a child that does not look like the parent, it doesn't reflect bad on the child. Everybody starts looking at. Could it be the reason why our faith has been so watered down? Is we talk about the great king that we serve, but all of his children are living like we don't belong to him. And the problem is the king is like, but I provided for them clothes that fit. But they keep putting on them old clothes. I've given them the access and the ability to have all the food that is nutritious for them to live, but they keep going to the junk food. And now people are getting the wrong idea about our Father. Not because of what he's provided, because of how we choose to live. So the Holy Spirit said, Michael, the overflow of my design, my desire for them is available. Somebody say, the overflow is available. Oh my gosh. If I could let you know that the area of life that you are most frustrated in right now, God can literally give you wisdom, character, integrity, an idea that literally shifts the way that whole thing is playing out in your life right now. But the truth of the matter is, some of you do not believe that God is that good or that big to do it. And today, I just came to encourage your faith today. Pastor Mike, I need you to tell me something. I'm telling you that there is more available than what you have been believing God for. Just asking God to give you a $10 raise on that job is not living in the overflow. Asking God to just make your husband take you on date night, he can make him madly in love with you again. I'm talking about passion. I'm talking about stop limiting God because of your limit. On Wednesday night, Charles, I might have to come and act a fool on Wednesday night at Bible study, because this group of people, I don't know if y'all ready for what I got to say. Listen to me. Somebody say, I can live in the overflow. Say it like you believe it. I can live in the overflow. Okay. So if God has provided through salvation everything that you need, the Bible says, to live a good, godly life. That's what the word says. At salvation, not after I earn it, not after I do 15 Bible studies, not at, it's at salvation. God gives you everything you need to live a life that pleases him. So this is the conclusion that I come to when I think about living in the overflow. Write this down. Access does not mean possession. Access to the overflow does not mean you possess it. We come into this church every week. You watch online every day. You do all of this stuff. You got more Christian songs on your playlist. You've been prayed over 62 times. You've been baptized 4 times this year. Yet, at 10:59 every night, that same tormenting spirit of whatever it is, I'm gonna let you, whatever, you fill in the blank. That thing that makes you go to that channel, that thing that makes you text that person or allow them to FaceTime you. Hi, big head. No. Like, what I'm saying, man, I'm thirsty. Can you pass me something to drink, please? Thank you, bro. Appreciate you. The thing that I figured out is that having possession of something, I'm thirsty. Mo, bring me some water. Oh, God. Y'all bring me some more. Just bring me some more. Having access to something. Thank you. Thank you. Man, I'm so parched. Golly. Thank you, brother. Having access to something does not mean you possess it. Man, I really appreciate. I am so thirsty. I cannot believe how thirsty I am. I'm living in the overflow. Thanks. Yeah, just put some right there. Because I'm so thirsty. Having access does not mean you possess it. And could this be a picture of the church right now? Every worship song known to man. Bible app will wake you up and give you a scripture. Bible studies, courses, all kinds of stuff. But I still have not possessed what's available to me. And now I'm complaining to you about what I do. I had to leave that church because they just wasn't feeding me. Is the truth of the matter at this point is that God has designed for this life in Christ to be lived in the overflow. The truth of the matter is, I can tell people to come get water. Y'all come get some water. Yeah, some people like me, huh? Yeah. Come get some water. No, come pick it up. Pick your water up. I ain't giving you the water. I'm just supplying. Yeah. And I can be giving people what I need. You want two? You want three? You want four? How you doing, sweetheart? It's good to see you. Hey, did I tell you I'm thirsty? So nice to meet you. How you doing? Matter of fact, you just take all of these. Oh my God. Here you go. This is great. It's so nice to meet you. There you go. You and your wife here. Where y'all from?
Indiana.
Here, take your wife some water. God bless you. Give it out to people. That's all, man. Give the kids some water. I am so thirsty. And now I want to give everybody my sob story about how God didn't meet my need. And now I need to deconstruct my faith because the truth of the matter is many of us have had access to the power of the Holy Spirit, the love of God, the peace that passes all understanding, joy that's unspeakable. These are all things that God promises us as we embrace His way of living. But access does not mean possession. We could go home. Because the truth of the matter is, if you just did one thing that God said through me on Sunday from His word a week, y'all just be so rebellious out here. Hear 50 minutes of word and go home and do no thing. Not nothing. No thing that God spoke. And I wasn't the first one to tell you. He told you in His word and He told you in a dream. And I was just confirming it. Oh my God, it was such a confirmation word today. And you're still going to go out of here and be disobedient. You've been supposed to join that tribe. Well, I'm just not a people person. You'll never be because you're disobedient. Still have an audition for the worship team. Well, I don't have the time in my schedule, but you have the time for every season of Love and Hip Hop. Every single season? I'm just trying to, because many of us want God to do a new thing and He's not gonna do it. Because He supplied you with everything that you already need. But you will not possess. This time when I say, I want some water. I'm thirsty. I don't need a case of water to get my need met. All I need to do is take what is in my hand. Oh, and put my faith, my work, and my action to it, and partake. When the last time you just had some good old, was this available the whole time? Did God let 70 bottles pass through my hands before I ever put my hand on it? Oh. Church, we don't need a new instruction. We need to put our faith on the one He already gave us. I said we don't need a new word from God. We need to put our faith on the one He's already given us. You want to live in the overflow? Obey. Done. That's it. Bro, what else I got to say? I don't need to preach to them no more. If they would just obey what God said, if they would just do what God said, if they would just do what God said, you don't need a new word. You don't need a new church. You don't need a new wife. You just, you want to live in the overflow? Obey. Start the Bible study at your high school. Nobody's going to come. That's not the point. The point is in attendance. The point is obedience. If God tells me to start Transformation Church in a parking lot, and it was like, well, you remember y'all used to have that arena, you know, and it was so many people coming. It don't matter if it's me, Natalie, and the four built-in church members that we made. I'm going to do it anyway. Because how I live in the overflow is through, everybody say obedience. I'm going to teach you how to live in the overflow, but God can give you 1,000 instructions, and if you don't obey one. Charles, what are we talking about? Why would God release more vision, more connection, more understanding, and you still going to disobey? It makes no sense. He been telling you to forgive them. Uh-oh. Oh, because you thought it was just actions. No, it's your heart posture too. He's been telling you to let those people go. He said that offense is holding up your overflow.
That's good.
He said, I don't want your offering. Matter of fact, you can leave your offering before you give it. Go get that thing right with them. Y'all know the word, don't you? And some of y'all have been asking God to bless you. And the thing that's been the dam to your overflow is your offense. And you say, God, do more. He said, do what I told you to do. Go apologize. Well, I know that I was wrong in certain instances, but in more instances, they was wrong. And God said, that's not the point of what I'm asking you to do. I'm trying to unblock the next season of your life. But you would rather live in offense than overflow.
Wow. That's good.
Access does not mean possession. I can literally say, hey, take this water. But if you don't take it, if you don't take it. But I want you to see what just happened. He put his hand on it. He wanted me to let it go. But he had to use his force. He had to use his energy, his strength. Y'all. I got a new floor energy. Y'all better light up this floor. I'm about to preach from the floor. I feel something happening in this room right now. There's somebody that's saying, I'm not settling for what my mom and them had. I'm not settling for where the church has been. I will live in the overflow. If you believe it, give God a shout of praise in this place. Y'all bring my podium down. I'm going to preach from the floor today. I feel this. Hear me. Hear me. Hear me what I'm saying to you right now. There is something that God is about to do that only is unlocked with, I see it prophetically, y'all. The Holy Spirit's been just showing me stuff, and I got to release it because we're living in the overflow at Transformation Church. Okay, listen to me. Thank you so much. What God has been showing me is that there. The next instruction is revealed after the last obedience. Let me say it better. The next instruction comes at the last obedience step. You ever seen like the movie National Treasure or like them, you know, them movies? And it's like, they're like, we just got to get the pearl of wisdom. And then once they get the pearl of wisdom, they put the pearl of wisdom in a little round thing and it's like, boom. And then like, it's like, shh, 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 shh. And then there's like, oh, and then it's like a word, peace. And it's like, peace? What does peace mean? And then they have to like think about all the things they've been through. All the things they've studied. All of the things that they've seen. I'm like, oh, not like peace, like, it's like a piece of something. Oh, and then the rhythm of this and the trimester and the piece, and then it goes to the next thing, and I don't know. And then and it's like the next step is only revealed after the last thing they do in obedience. Church, I just want to let you know that God desires for you to live in the overflow. But your disobedience blocks the overflow.
That's so good.
Period. I'm going to preach to you for the next 10 weeks about what God is about to do. But you can stop it by your disobedience. Will, can I use a real example, bro? Come here. Okay. Me and Will had a conversation 2 years ago. I'm going to tell, can I tell the story? Okay. Will came here, how long ago?
Oh, 5 years.
5 years ago. He was an intern. And I saw so much potential in this young man. I'm talking about straight out of jail, knew all the hood songs, tatted up, the perfect associate campus pastor in my mind. At least at Transformation Church. Okay. Here. But I came to Will 2 years ago at Incredible Pizza. It was MJ's birthday. And I looked at him and I said, Will, your weight is holding you back. So you're 350 pounds. I said, for what God has for you next, you can't be that big. Now, most of y'all, when I said it to him, got offended. I wasn't even talking to you. And you was like, how dare? But he knew that I loved him. And he knew that, and then watch this. And I said, Will, I believe in you so much. Don't tell anybody this, but I'm going to pay for your first month of training. I said, call the people tomorrow. And I'm going to send you the money. Whatever they say, I'm going to pay for it. And then I looked at him and what did I tell you?
Don't waste my money.
I said, don't waste my money. I said, don't waste my money. I said, I got four kids. I said, but I believe in your future.
Yeah.
That's a real statement. That was not a small bill for you to be skipping some training. His next level could have been stopped at a fence. No. Right now, some of y'all won't even receive that from your husband or wife. You got kids with these people. And they can't tell you, baby, not Krispy Kreme today. Like, come on. But what if you would have lean to the lane of offense and still been used by God, serving in the area, but not received the level. Oh, I knew you could lead because you led yourself. I'm not saying this is for, but for the position that God told me I had to give him, he had to be able to lead him before he led anybody else.
That's good.
And now we was talking this morning in the gym. He the first one to text me at 5 a.m. Pastor Mike, you up? I'm at your house. I was like, God dog it. We were talking today and how God is doing such a work in him and his family and all that. But it's because he didn't allow his offense to dam up his overflow. Look at you now, baby. How much you down?
141.
Down 141 pounds in the past year and a half. I'm proud of you, boy. They keep talking about his transformation. You can't lose 5 pounds.
You don't understand.
No, I need to be serious with y'all. You can lose 5 pounds in the next 2 weeks by not eating what you eat every day. But we want to do spiritual stuff that then doesn't come to the practical. I said, I'm living in the overflow. I'm not just praying in the overflow. I have to bring what's in the supernatural. So if you're joyful in the spirit, but mean in the flesh. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? The math ain't mathing. I'm going to have to start again next week. No, because what I needed to say, I done said.
Absolutely. Yeah. Great.
I put the sermon title up there, over, Living in the Overflow. Yeah, they didn't even put the, save the other sermon title for next week. If you're going to live in the overflow, obey.
That's it. That's great. That's it. That's
great. One point.
That's it.
Great.
That's great.
Bro. One point. If you're going to live in the overflow,
obey.
What happens if Moses doesn't go and say, let my people go? What? A whole generation of people is bound. They don't even get the option for freedom. If one person doesn't obey, who is attached to your obedience?
That's so good. That's so good.
I wish there was a way on a big screen we could see all of the people that was attached. And you know what? It wouldn't even have to be a lot. It would just have to be somebody we loved. If somebody we loved was attached to our obedience, you'd do it. You'd stop doing that. And you'd start doing that. But that wouldn't take faith. If he showed you, you would do it because you had facts. You wouldn't do it because you had to believe him. Remember in that scripture, you overflow when you trust him. Oh, y'all missed it. Let's go back one more time. Stay in only scripture today. Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in God. Your plan is going to work. And I trust you. It looks completely backwards and opposite. And I actually, if I can be honest with you, I don't like it. I just wanted to tell you I love you, but I don't like it. He good with that? He big enough to handle that. If I could shoot, I would not be a pastor. I could make great impact for good in this world and not have people judging me the way they do. I could still write books. I could still do music. I could do everything, but for some reason, every Sunday, I was like, well, let's just go off of YouTube. Let's just like not, I don't need to be all over the world. God said, I need you to be. This ain't about you. If this was about you, you could have stayed at 1519 in North Tulsa. He said, I desired to reach those people in prison.
Yes, sir.
To the tune of 11,818 people who've been saved this year because of what we do. Y'all got to help me right now. Can we give God praise? That's transformation.
Yes, sir.
Mo, think about somebody actually like Paul and Silas.
Yes, sir.
Not these Christians, they ain't never been locked up.
Yeah.
And they slayed all night and they prayed and prayed. I'm talking about bars.
Yeah.
And they watch Transformation Church on a tablet.
Wow.
And 11,818 people in 2024 gave their life to Jesus, documented because of the generosity, the giving, the camera people, the children's work, y'all, the parking lot people, because of what we do together. I said one point, second point. The overflow is always for others. What God's trying to, the reason he's trying to build character in your life is because you're supposed to mentor somebody that you don't have the self-control to be around right now. Did you hear what I just said? You don't have the self-control to bring around somebody that you actually have a key to life for. So God has been putting you in a position right now to work off those edges. You a player. I'm a player, man. You know what I'm saying? I just flirt. You know what I'm saying? I don't be doing nothing. You know, I'm just talk sweet to them. I just want to let them know God made them beautiful. And I, you know what I'm saying? I just want to let them know.
Wow.
And God has some young lady that needs a father figure, but she's going to get creep vibes around you.
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm in people's business right now. And because you always a player and always, and you come, God said, yeah. You don't realize that you're cutting off the overflow that I have for you, because you actually do have something to give them, but you won't give up what you've been to get what I have for you. So you're gonna live in not the overflow, but the obsolete. And most believers, by the time they obey God, what he gave them is obsolete. I'm not talking about like, how do I say this? It's like when all the celebrities love God at 70. All your influence was when you was 26 to 35. You were all around the world, stadiums filled with people. And then at 69, we're glad that you came to the kingdom. But what would the impact have been if you had obeyed God in the middle? And it seems like there are so many believers that obey God after the window of influence. I'm off into dangerous territory right now. But what I'm saying is there's something that God wants to do that you will sacrifice in your own life because it's supposed to impact others. And the truth of the matter is we've been living a selfish walk with God. What he does for me, how he answers my prayer, the miracle I need. And he said, Michael, there are certain people, I want them to live in the overflow, but I honestly can't trust them with it. Because if I gave them more than enough, they would be hoarders. It would build entitlement around them. It would secure their insecurities. It would actually puff them up to a place that they, now I have money, now I have resources, now I have connections, now I have, and God said, I just need my people to get back to a place of knowing that everything I have, everything they have came from me. I'm the God of the universe. I'm the one that has, and when I trust them with it, I'm doing it for others. The Bible says the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others and literally die as a ransom. His whole life was about giving out of his overflow for people who wouldn't even acknowledge what he did. Could you be okay living the rest of your life in a manner that God fills you up to pour you out and they might not even know your name? I'm just challenging you right now because the church is telling you, God go bless you so then you can stunt on people. No. What if you never get a Bentley, never get a Mercedes, never get a Tesla? But what if God's blessing for you is paying people's down payments? See, you missed it. You missed, like, what if you never drive your dream car, but you supply other people with the first step to walk into what? Now, some of y'all really thinking right now, like, hold on. The Bentley are giving a blessing. I'm trying to challenge us because I'm telling you, God's about to take us into a level of abundance. And I'm not talking about just money. I am talking about money too, because y'all church folks want to be broke, and you can have that. But my Bible says I'll be the lender and not the borrower. And so I'm not the prosperity gospel. No, I'm not preaching the poverty gospel. Stop that. You can't meet a need if you ain't got nothing. Okay, I'm not even going to get on that right now. What you want us to do, steal it? And then we do, thou shalt not steal. I'm jacked up, got dog. Like, I'm not talking about living, I'm talking about like being in a place where I actually can be an extension of God's heart on this earth. That's what the word of encouragement. Some of you have, God has surrounded you with people who speak life into you all the time, and you've become a fiend for somebody to say something to you. But you've never, ever given out of all that's been put into you to other people. You could wake up every morning and say, I'm going to make six people's day. Today the number is six, and I'm going to go out of my way to encourage six people with what I see and whatever you say to me, Holy Spirit. That's living in the. And you know what God does? He gives seed to the sower. So at the moment you start encouraging people, he just pops people into your life to pour back into you. It's called a, watch, flow. You can't have an overflow without a. And most of you don't realize that your faith to start it starts the flow. Your act of faith to give starts the flow. Your act of faith to encourage starts the flow. You writing the business plan starts the flow. God can't even send the investors because you haven't started the flow. Today I'm asking, when God begins to reveal to us through prayer and in Bible study and in worship as we're singing Yahweh, and when we come back here next week, it all is for nothing if whatever he says, whatever he confirms, whatever he tells us to do, we won't obey it. I don't want to waste another year and then get back to 21 days of prayer and fasting and be like, God, you're going to give me a word. He's like, girl, I've been trying to do this. This is the sixth year of, come on, y'all. This is the sixth year of us asking for you to be content in your singleness. Would you just please, like, trust that what I'm working out of you in this season is preparing you for the season you desire? I got a plan for you. And I promise you it's better than whatever you piecing together right now. Somebody say, I'm going to live in the overflow. And I will obey. And some of you right now, I want to let you know, it's going to cost you. Obedience cost you. It's expensive. Do you hear what I'm saying? To be obedient, you may have to leave some things you love. I could give you story after story of how God asked me to do something, but he never told me what it cost. And it feels kind of unfair, because if you're a good father, you should really tell me. You know, at the store, I know how much stuff costs before I get to the register. But God asks you, like, hey, give me your career choice. Now, Lord, I've been working all of this time and all my training is in music. Yeah, give it to me. I'm going to give you something else at 27. Well, Lord, why didn't you start preparing me for that at 4? Because I feel inadequate, unprepared. I'm scared. And he's like, yeah. Do you want my plan for your life that will lead you to overflow? Or do you want that career choice? God, you know, why are you going to ask me that question? You know I want your will, so just say yes. Yes. Oh, I didn't tell you, it's going to cost you a lot of relationships. It's going to cost you actually putting down what you have loved for years. It's going to cost you focusing on a skill that people spend decades figuring out, and I'm going to put you up and teach you as you go. You're going to feel unprepared every time you stand up for a decade. What the freak? But he knows if he would have told me it would cost me all that, I would have ran from it. So what he tells me is, no matter what happens, I'll be with you always. The guarantee is not that I will feel great always. He said, I'll be with you always. I'll never leave you or forsake you. So when you say yes to me, and watch this, even when you say no, I'll never leave you. Ooh. You want to talk about the grace of God? When you mess up, I'll never leave you. Somebody should thank God for his grace right now. Even when you do the thing that's opposite of what I told you to do, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Today, I'm inviting you. That's what I'm trying to do. That's what I'm trying to do, Bishop. It took me all service to figure it out. I'm trying to invite a generation of people to come with me to live in the overflow. And if we're going to do this together, I'm going to be hot, humble, open, and transparent with you. I'm going to tell you the truth. I need you to whatever the next instruction God gives you. One word. I need you to what? Obey. Stand up all over this world. Could just before everybody starts running out and leaving and all that other stuff, I think there's a moment where we're supposed to ask the Holy Spirit, what are you trying to say to me? Because I know you heard me talk. But I think he wants to say something. Would everybody just lift your hands like this, just like you're ready to receive? Close your eyes, focus in on him. What is God illuminating to you right now? What area is coming to your heart and your mind? What idea is he continuing to bring to you? What is the area that he's saying, we gotta work on that. You gotta let me have that. Take your hand off of that. Let me have it. There's an overflow coming, but it starts with obedience. Today, Father, here we are surrendered. Oh, God, we need you. We need you more than we've admitted. Many of us have been trying to strong arm our way and white knuckle our way through this season. And I thank you that today starts a flow in our life as we submit to whatever you want to do. Father God, the things that we have not done for years, today we are making a fresh commitment that we will obey. Thank you that in your word you tell us you will give us both the power and the desire to do what pleases you. So today, Father God, we say yes. All over this room, just say that three-letter word. Say yes. Yes. Come on, all over the world, everybody just say yes. Yes. Whatever you want to do with us, God. We sing the song, Yahweh, and the part that says, whatever you want to do, whatever you want to do, have your way. Today, God, I thank you that our church is about to go to another level of occupying kingdom territory. I thank you, Father, that you have called us to be an example of dominion on this earth. But, Father, you will not trust people who do not listen to you. So today, I'm making a fresh commitment. We are making a fresh commitment. No matter our titles, no matter our wins in the past, no matter our associations and our relationships, today we're giving you a fresh yes. We will be obedient to whatever you say to do. Father, if that's taking a different way home, if it's wearing a certain jacket, God, we will let you be in the details of our life. We will not act like we know what needs to happen. Today, God, we restore ourselves back to childlike faith. Whatever daddy says, Whatever Abba whispers, we will obey. Have your way in our lives and in this place. I hear this very clearly for the next week. I want everybody to put that song Yahweh on at least once a day. No, I hear what I'm saying. Like I've been doing it myself, just worshiping. There has been something that has been happening in intimacy. I don't know how else to say it except like it don't feel like us, like it's me with a bunch of people. It just feel like me and God. And I believe there's some healing and some direction that's going to come. Go to Spotify, go to do wherever you listen to it. But I want you to listen to it at least once a day. Some of y'all going to put it on repeat over and over. But there's something that's going to happen. And I believe, Charles, in the overflow, what we're believing God for, it's going to come from a very intimate place. People want the overflow on the outside, but it comes from a very private place. And we're about to increase our seek for God. Amen? Amen. Last thing that I want to say to you as we leave this place. I know there are some people in this room right now that are hurting. And it's very difficult for you to reconcile the idea of overflow while you feel like you're in a deficit. Did you hear what I just said? I want to acknowledge what I'm feeling by the Spirit in this room, that we're saying overflow, but every time I say it, you're like, how in the world can I get to overflow? And I'm not even at basic. Like, I'm not even at empty. Like, I feel like I'm in a deficit. And today, I just feel by the Spirit of God, we don't usually do this, but if you're in a deficit in an area of your life, we're about to end service. I want you to come to this altar. I want to pray for you. And this is not to embarrass you. This is not to do anything. This is a step of faith. And I need you to come from all over this place. This is a perfect time. If you want to sneak out, you can. But I'm telling you, the oil is here right now. If you're online, I just want you to put your hand in the chat. If there's an area of your life where it feels like a deficit, it just feels like, God, how in the world would you overflow in this area? I feel the presence of God. Worship team, if y'all need to get up here, y'all come up here. I need just a couple of worshipers, but I feel the presence of God in this place. There is about to be, yeah, come on, from all the way at the top. I'm telling you, this means something. Woman of God, move the stanchion back just a little bit. I need the people to be able to come. Y'all, press in, press in, press in, press in. Press in, press in, press in. If you're at home right now and you feel like you're in a deficit, just lift your hands. Everybody at the altar, just lift your hands right now. The healer is here. Yep. I can't fill you up, but he is. I can't change your situation, but I'm telling you, he is. Oh, I feel the presence of God. I'm telling you right now, somebody's like, well, God can do it from my seat. You got to start the flow. Some of y'all need to come down to this altar because it's going to literally just start the flow of your faith. I don't care if you're in the aisles. Look, your steps made it. You can get all in the aisle. If you feel like you've been in a deficit, I need you to lift your hands all over this place. And if your hands is lifted, you need to get down to this altar. I'm telling you, something is happening right now. I feel the presence of God in this place. Online, lift your hands at home. We don't usually do this, but we're in a brand new flow right now, y'all. I'm telling you, lift your hands. The healer is here. And team, I want us to sing Yahweh over them. I feel that in this moment, there's something that's about to happen as we begin to sing. And I want you to just receive all over this place. If you're in the audience, I want you to begin to pray for these people. Today, they are not leaving this place the same way they came in. Holy Spirit, facilitator of the overflow. Your children are crying out to you today. Would you meet every need? Phew. Would you meet every need, God? Would you heal the broken heart, God? Hey. Will you resurrect the dead situation? We call on your name, the life, the breath. Today, your children are calling out for you. And today, Father God, we're putting a demand on you. Move. heal, deliver, give direction, set free, break chains, restore joy, revive hope, release wisdom, bring back passion, redirect. We call you Yahweh, Yahweh. Come on, receive this.
Take over.
He's doing the work. The healer is here right now. Come on. He's filling you up. Uh-huh. Years of hurt and depression and abuse, pain and problems. Today, God is reversing those things right now. Come on, I dare you to lift it up. Say, Yahweh. Come on, lift it up. We're calling on the God that changes everything. Yeah. It's a new day for you. He's healing. It doesn't matter what you went through. God is going to take all of the pain and he's going to turn it around and he's going to use it to be able to bring glory out of your life. Today is a new day for you. Hey. Come on, lift your hands and lift your voice all over this place. God, I'm giving you everything right now. Yahweh says, here we are. Your children are desperate. We don't want to go another month without you doing something significant in our lives. God says, have your way. God, we say reign over, God. Whatever you want to do, say whatever. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lift that up, say
whatever you want to do.
Come on, say have your way. I'll be obedient. I'll listen. I'll turn it over. Sorry. Do what only you can do. Change hearts. Jesus, you can change hearts. Come on, lift your voice and say, whatever you want to do. Do it, God. We will obey. Start the flow. As these are at the altar, there are people listening under the sound of my voice that have never accepted Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. And along with the thousands that did it in prison, there are even more thousands that did it out. And today is going to be the day of somebody's salvation. You're going to start the flow by receiving Jesus or making a fresh commitment to him. And so today, if you want to receive Jesus, whether you're at the altar, in your seats, online, on the count of three, I just want you to raise your hand. See, my sister already raised her hand. She said, I can't wait to three. I'm desperate right now. If it's you, all over the place, one, two, three. I was about to give you, I see you all the way in the back. I see you, my brother, I see you. Your life is being changed. Come on, Transformation Church. Their hands going up. I see you, little man. Going up everywhere. I see you. And more than I see you, God sees you. Ah. And today at Transformation Church, I want you to know we're a family. Nobody prays alone. Could everybody just lift your hands and say, God, thank you for making a way for me to be saved. Today, I believe you lived, you died, and you rose again with all power for my freedom. And so today, I accept you. Change me. Renew me. Transform me. I'm yours forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Can we celebrate all of... Can we celebrate... cut the stream. Don't cut the stream. Tell them to turn the stream back on. Tell them to turn it on. They going to cut it when I tell them these next few weeks, because there's a flow. There are people at home that can't get in here that you need this. Now I'm about to pray specifically. If you just made that decision, we want you to text SAVE to 8282. We want to meet with you. We want to connect with you. We want you to join us in prayer and Bible study this Wednesday. We want you to get in a tribe. We have a new life available. But access does not mean. So if you got access and you don't follow it up. But now I got to pray for every dry person. Your step of faith. Oh my gosh. When you walked up here or typed in the chat or said, God, I need you because I feel like I'm in a deficit. What you just did was open up the access point for God to be strength in the middle of your weakness. People miss this. The only way certain strength is released from God is at the admittance of weakness. So when you walk around like you got it all together, God said, I can't move until you puff down instead of puff up. When I said, I'm telling you how important what you just did was in front of your friends, by your wife. They're like, I don't even know they were dealing with nothing. No, no, no. What you just did was say, God, can't do this without you. What you just did is say, I don't have enough strength to make this happen. And God said, does my child need me? This is what I specialize in, being strength in the middle of weakness. So if you did, lift your hands right now. Strength is coming to you in the name of Jesus. We speak the word over your children. I remind you of your word today. You said in your word, they that wait on the Lord, they shall renew their strength. And so today, I thank you that every person that's been in a deficit in relationship, in their mind, in their joy, in their peace, in their resources, today I am asking you, Holy Spirit, to lead them into the truth that you have done more and are about to do more in their life than they could ever imagine. God, I thank you that the overflow has begun, and even by the end of this week, there will be tangible proof. There will be tangible proof of your hand intervening in their situation. Depression, fall off. Anxiety, you're evicted. Poverty mindset, you are now no longer welcomed here. I declare that there is I declare that there is a flow from heaven that will never stop. A flow of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, self-control, wisdom. I declare in the name of Jesus, peace over every storm. Peace over every storm. Peace over every storm. Peace over every storm. You will live and not die, sir. Peace over every storm in your mind. It's the storm of your mind. God, did I miss you? Did you leave me, Father? How can I lead this family? God says, by this time next year, you will have to look at pictures to remember where you were in this season. Y'all can rejoice with him right now. And matter of fact, you can receive it for yourself. You might need to possess that right now by faith. All right. This is what we're going to do. We're going to leave here today. But we're going to let this overflow continue. Do not miss a Sunday of this series. Somebody say, I'm living in the overflow. Invite people to your house if you're watching online. Make them breakfast and then sit down and watch this. Everybody in this room, get here and bring a friend. The next 6 weeks specifically are about to change everything. This is a good time to bring a friend. The Holy Spirit is going to start working on them. And I'm telling y'all, I'm asking you to make a commitment. We're going to be at Bible study on Wednesday. We're going to be praying in here at 6 o'clock. The overflow starts in the secret place. I want to teach you how to pray. I'm going to be here at 6 o'clock online. It'll be up. And then afterwards, we're going to have a big Bible study. And then on Thursday, this is, I think God's orchestrating y'all to be real overflowed by next week. Thursday, my parents are starting a conference, Gap Standards Conference. And they asked me for some reason to preach the first night. And guess what I'm about to be preaching on? The overflow. And I need us to come to the Marriott Hotel, I believe it is, over in Southern Hills. And I think there's going to be overflow. People are going to come from all over. Will it be online? Will it be online? It'll be online. Yeah, I'll post the stuff. Transformation Nation, I want y'all. I just want us to all week just continue to get it. Because God, by the time you get here next week, what's your name, bro? Say it again.
Jonah.
Hey, God's hand is on your life. Today wasn't an accident that you came. You're passing through. You don't live here, right? Yeah, you're passing through. This next season, God's calling you to another level of surrender. No, hear what I'm saying to you, bro. I don't know you. I ain't never seen you before. But there are some, the next 16 weeks are going to be very pivotal in your life. I don't know what's happening. I don't know your career choice. I don't know. But God's asking you to surrender some things that you said you would always do. I mean, and I see this, and literally I'm saying it with you, but then I see it with a bunch of people. Some of you are going to have to break word covenants and contracts you made with yourself. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? There are some things like, I'll always blah, blah, blah. I'll always have a little bit of dot, dot, dot. God said some of the strongholds that are in your life, now you're asking for things to change, only can change through the way they got permission to be there. And many of us gave those things permission to have a hold on us. Because like, I'll always, you know, take a little drink. I'll always satisfy myself when I... And there are some where I feel this thing. It's for you, but it's for a lot of people. There are some things, I feel this by the Spirit of God, that God says that you're going to have to denounce. Everybody wants to pronounce stuff. But the covenant was made with your words. And God is saying that there are going to be things he brings to your mind, and you're going to have to say, I denounce, I disconnect, I divorce the idea, the thought process, I take away, I take captive the authority I gave this addiction. Do y'all hear me? I take away the power and I put it under the name of Jesus. God's gonna ask you to give up some things that you thought you would always be with. And he's gonna give you things that actually fill you up. Father, I pray for my brother Jonah. Can y'all just stretch your hands? Give me your hand, bro. I thank you, Father, that today you brought him here on the way to somewhere else to just make sure he had clarity of vision. And God, I thank you that even as this young man stands before me, I thank you that he will obey. Today, Father God, I thank you that his life is shifting right now because of his obedience step to be here today. And Father, when the testimony does come in about Jonah's life, I thank you that we won't look at a man or a person, but we will give all glory to God. Today we thank you for the miracle that's happening in him. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to say this last thing online. There are three people that you are in This is how the Holy Spirit is showing it to me. You're in the decision of two cities. Hear what I'm saying to you. You're watching online right now, and God said you're deciding on two cities. Either I'm gonna go here or I'm gonna go here. And the Holy Spirit said 30 more days and it will be clear. Whatever that means you lose, obey him. Y'all, I don't have no, I'm just trying to obey God. You're sitting here deciding this city or this city. He said 30 more days and I will make it abundantly clear. But your anxiousness to get out of the uncomfortableness of the season will lead you to a place you don't need to be. Father, we thank you. Thank you that we will live in the overflow. Thank you that you can speak to us and we will obey. Have your way in us. In Jesus' name. Can we lift it up one more time? No music. Say Yahweh. Yahweh. Say Yahweh. Say, take over.
Take over.
Come on, all over the world. Say, Yahweh.
Yahweh.
Say, Yahweh.
Yahweh, reign over. Take over.
It's happening. Say it one more time. Say, Yahweh. Charles at. Okay. Y'all get ready for awkward endings to services and weird stuff. God's breaking the form. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? The form has to break. If we want real power, if we want to see God do something, I don't want a form. Like, I just want him. Like, do y'all understand what I'm saying? I want to say thank you because I want to let you know what's happening because of our obedience. When I got up here 2 weeks ago and I told you about Overflow and us going and buying that song from iTunes, and people was like, I don't even got iTunes, and you went and got it and you still figure out a way on your grandma. What that did is, I told you, it allowed us to go into different worlds and start making impact. Well, they told me this past week, like, a lot of people can get number one on this chart and that chart, and it's like, I'm number one on my block. Like, okay, cool. Like, you could be number one, like, depending on who you surround yourself with. Well, Nielsen, the company that like does TV ratings and music ratings and all that other stuff, they said in all Christian and gospel, Yahweh was number one song in the world. I mean, Overflow. My bad. I just want to say, that was Overflow. I said Yahweh. Somebody say Yahweh's next. Okay. Y'all, okay. Hey, y'all got to go do the same thing, okay? Go buy it from iTunes and all that stuff. But it was Overflow. It was number 16 in every genre. No, I need you to hear me. That's reggaeton, that's R&B, that's rock, that's country. That's number 16 song that came, like. And I said, God, what are you trying to do? He said, I'm trying to create a soundtrack to the overflow. And so, church, today at 2:00, I told the team to move heaven and earth. I said, these people need that live worship encounter. They need to see it. They need to hear it. So at 2:00 today, we're going to put it out on YouTube. I told them they were trying to do it next week. I said, we need it now. J.G. Wentworth. What's that? I need my money and I need it now. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy. That marketing worked because I ain't never used it. I got a structural settlement and I need cash now. Call J.G. Wentworth. 7 is. Yo, that's crazy. I got to get off the stage. That is powerful marketing.
We need to get one of those.
Whoa, we need one of those. But today at 2:00 on YouTube, I want everybody to go. It's 12 minutes and 14 seconds. It'll change the atmosphere of your home. Play it in the hospital. Play it at work. Just put it on. Y'all be having all them other things, just playing low. Just play it low at work. Watch it change your atmosphere. And let's see what God can do through our obedience. Amen. I love you so much. I know. I believe we're stepping into something brand new. Amen. I love you. Pastor Charles, give it to him.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much for watching this message. We pray that it encouraged you. We also want to say thank you to our faithful partners and givers here at Transformation Church. It's because of your generosity that this vision has been made possible. If you'd like to partner with us in giving, you can text GIVE to 828282, or you can visit our website. Also, be sure to like, subscribe, and check out our other sermons. Now go out and live a transformed life. Thank you.